Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. I want you to turn to the book of James. And we're going to begin in chapter 1, verse 12. Let me know when you're there. Say amen. For those who are not muted, just unmute yourself and say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. James 1:12. This is what it says. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has approved, when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Hallelujah. I want to read to you from another translation. Hallelujah. Because again, sometimes reading it from a different translation, it just drops in your spirit better. Hallelujah. Really, hold on 1 second. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, who perseveres under opposition, who perseveres under adversity, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to talk to you today, friends, family. I want to talk to you today about opposition. When opposition comes your way, what do you do? Amen. And it's clear in the word of God from the book of James. Hallelujah. He's telling us that you are favored, that you are blessed. When you endure that opposition, when you endure that temptation, because, brethren, let me tell you, if you're serving God, opposition is on your side. Amen? But you know who else is on your side? The Lord. The Lord God. When you're serving God, opposition will come your way. Persecution will come your way. Adversity will come your way. Trials will come your way. Amen. And I want to talk to you about shifting your opposition to opportunity. Amen. That's what I want to bring forth today. And so the word is telling us here, blessed is the man. In other words, bless, favor the man. The man that walks with God, you're blessed. If you're walking with God, if you're walking by faith, you're blessed. And when you endure this opposition, when you endure this trial, you're going to receive a crown of life. You're going to receive the goodness of God. You're going to be walking in the blessings of God. Amen. We already know that because we are saved, that we have eternal life. We know there's a crown waiting for us for everything we've done here on earth. Hallelujah. It's already a promise from God. But today, the crown is here today too. We're living. We're living right now. This journey that we're in right now, there are crowns that God has for us. There are blessings that God has bestowed upon us. There are blessings that are still yet to come. Amen. That you still haven't seen, that you still haven't moved in, but they're here. They're here for you to partake in. God just is just showering us. If you can stand, spoke about standing. If you can stand on the word when things come against you, when trials come against you, when adversity come against you, I'm telling you, you're going to come out stronger than before. You're going to come out winner. Because remember, you're already victorious because Christ is in you. And in Christ, you always win. You never lose. Amen. In Christ, remember this, in Christ you always win because God is always for you. He is never against you. And God has promised that crown. That has promised these blessings to those who love God. Mm-hmm. So you gotta love God. If you love people, you love God. If you hate people, you don't love God. Amen? It's simple. Amen? So for those who stand the test of time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to remain. We got to remain when opposite, because opposition is going to come. Let me tell you something. We just purchased a piece of land for the ministry to grow. Amen? You better believe it that the enemy is walking to and fro. He wants to detour you. He wants to change your mind. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel. Amen? Because he knows what's coming. He knows the promises that God has made on your behalf. He knows the promises that God has made on my behalf. So my struggle, it's been real. Opposition against me, it's been real. Amen? And it just didn't start now. It's been all along throughout my life, throughout my journey to get where I am today. Opposition has always come to visit me. Amen? Has always tried to break me. Has always tried to bring me down. But God has kept me. My faith in God in later years has kept me. Amen? Times that I was in despair, times where opposition hit me hard, God sent women and men of God, warriors of God that were in tune with God, hallelujah, to lift me up, to encourage me. Amen? Hallelujah. Opposition is going to come your way. You cannot tell me that opposition has not knocked on your door. You cannot say that, because if you're serving God, opposition has come to invite you in. Opposition has knocked on your door. Opposition has been in front of you. And opposition, let me tell you, opposition comes through co-workers. Opposition comes through family members. Opposition comes through friends. Opposition comes through circumstances. Amen. Opposition comes through health. Amen. Opposition comes through emotions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God. So James is saying, hey, if you maintain your trust in God during this opposition, hallelujah, you will enjoy the goodness of God in this life. You're going to enjoy what God has for your life, but you got to remain standing. And you got to remain knowing that you're not alone. God is with you. Throughout this struggle, throughout this opposition, you got to know without a doubt, a shadow of doubt, that God is with you. He's never left you. He is with you. What we have to do is remain connected to the vine. Remain in tune with God. Ask him. Inquire of the Lord. Remain steadfast, standing, amen, in your right position. Standing, knowing that the full armor is already on you. You're ready. As a matter of fact, we should be inviting opposition, because that is an opportunity for the Lord to show himself off in your life. Amen? Because that's what God does. And we're going to see that in scripture. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to understand that the enemy doesn't come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But the word of God says that Jesus has come to give us life and give it to us in abundance. That is the blessings of God. That is the goodness of God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why the song says, and I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. God, you got to see the faithfulness of God in your family. You have to see how God is working in the midst of chaos and maybe confusion. God is still at work because God is for you, never against you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we got to look at these trials and this opposition as opportunities from God for an open door for you to be greatly rewarded, an open door for you that whatever you've done in the secret places, God will exalt you in the open. Hallelujah. God is the one that's going to reward you. God is the one that's going to exalt you. God's name will be magnified because of your works. Because you stood the time of test. Because you stood when everything was trying to break you. You stood. Amen. Knowing that God is the one that makes you whole. That God is the one that heals. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's already made a way for your healing because he did it over 2,000 years ago. He provided healing for you that is available for you today. Today, the word says, amen. By his stripes, you are healed. Yes. Amen. You are of the heel. God wants you well in every area of your life because he wants you to enjoy the blessings that he has for you, the natural blessings and the spiritual blessings. God has a lot for you in store. Amen. He's not done yet with you. If you're breathing, God still has work for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You know, Paul, he understood opposition very well. You know why? Because he was once the opposition. He was the one persecuting. He was the one that was coming against Christians until the Lord changed his life around. Amen.
Amen.
So if anybody understands opposition, read about Paul. Because he was opposition at one point or another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So when opposition comes, you got two choices. You're either going to fold and give in, or you're going to stand and persevere. Amen.
Amen.
We've all been through opposition. Amen. Have you stood the test? Or do you throw in the towel? Hallelujah. Opposition is real. The struggle is real. But so, I always say, but so is God. But God. God is truly on our side. Hallelujah. So are you going to throw in the towel when opposition comes? Or are you going to see this as an opportunity, as an open door from God for you to grow, learn, mature, hallelujah, and allow time to change possibly people that God is trying to change throughout this opposition. Allow time to possibly change you, amen, because sometimes we need change, amen. Because change, remember, you know, sometimes we pray for God to change so-and-so, but he'll turn around and say, no, I'm going to start with you first.
Right.
Amen. Because it all starts with you. It's us. God already did it all. You see, we can't change anybody. But we can change the way we see things. We can change how we react to opposition. We can change choices. You may be thinking, you know what, I think I'm gonna just give up. This is too much for me. You know, I can't do this, God. Amen. But then God brings some encouraging words through scripture. He calls on somebody that is in tune with him and he says, call this pastor, call Pastor Bernice, give her this word, come and encourage her. And guess what? My perspective, boom, it just shifts. So amen. It is how are you going to view your perspective on opposition? Are you going to welcome it and allow the Lord to change you through that circumstance? Allow that open opportunity? Are you going to remain in faith and allow God to make that shift and change and mold you and maybe cut you where it hurts? Because how many knows that some of us need to be cut? Amen? We need to be stripped of certain things, of certain habits. Because while you're doing these habits and you're being distracted by these things, God can't use you. Because you're not being in tune with God. Hallelujah. So God, in His mercifulness, amen, He may allow this opposition to be on your side, but it's for your good. It's for your good. It's for you to learn from. Hallelujah. We're gonna get deeper in this. Amen. So your perspective on this opposition will change, will make the difference in the choice that you make. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the reality is, we can't control what's happening around us. We can't control people, right? We can't control their temper. We can't change them. Amen? And there may be circumstances that are happening around us that we have no control over. Circumstances that maybe other things, it was maybe a domino effect. Other things allow something, a struggle to come into your life. But there's those struggles we had no hold of. Amen. We couldn't do anything about it. It just happened. Sometimes things happen suddenly and you don't understand why things are happening. And it becomes a struggle. And it becomes an opposition on your side. There's certain things that we have no control over. But we do have control over of our perspective, how we see this opposition come in. Are we going to stand or are we going to give in? Are we going to stand and trust God on His word, or are we just going to say, you know what, I'm done? You know how many times I said, I'm done? many times, amen? Because the weight is real. The weight of jobs, of families, of ministry is real. Amen. And when you have people that are coming against you, it becomes even more real. And the weight becomes even heavier. When you have people that were there for you at one point, and then all of a sudden they're not there for you during the time of your struggle, it's real. When you have family members that are saying, yeah, you can do this. And when you finally do it, they turn around and say, who do you think you are? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, one day they're rooting for you. The next day they're hating you. They're getting jealous. Envy comes in. Come on. Has anybody been in this position? I'm not talking about myself here. Amen. We've all been through this.
Yes.
You got people rooting for you, and all of a sudden, you got people hating on you. What is that all about? I'll tell you what that's all about. Amen. The people that continue to love you, encourage you, don't change for nothing, don't change regardless what happens, they are in tune with God. The people that you thought were for you, and all of a sudden, they come against you, that's because they are out of tune with God. They're not connected to God. Amen. Because the word says, by the fruit you will know them. And God is not a God of division. God is not a God of disunity. And if you division and dysfunction and disunity and discord is coming into your life or is coming into the ministry, people are allowing the enemy to use them for that. Amen. But that just tells us that they're not in tune with God. Because if you were in tune with God, you would be lifting up the ministry. You will be holding hands together. Amen. You would be upholding God, the Most High God, and praying for this to come to pass. Lord God, change the circumstance. Lord God, I'm going to speak to this mountain, Lord God, so that it can move. Amen. God, I believe in you, and I believe whatever it is that's happening, is gonna, you're gonna turn it around for your good, for his good, for her good. Prayer is powerful, church. But we gotta remain steadfast with God. We gotta remain standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to remain standing on the truth of his word. It is the word of God that sets you free. The truth of his word sets us free. You got to remain on the promises of God. If you got to repeat them over and over and over, you do that. Because when opposition comes, that voice comes in that tells you the opposite of what God has told you. You got to come against that voice. And you got to speak the word of God against that. You got to rebuke and command that to go in the name of Jesus. See, you got to do your part. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we pray for God to open a door. Oh my goodness. I pray for God to open doors. Amen. Like, you know, with my job, I pray for God to open a door for my job. And then when I get it, I turn it down. Hallelujah. Come on. Missed opportunity. Amen. Then he tells me, go back and apply for the job. And I apply for the job and I get it. Amen. But then when I get it, I find out it's in the evening. And I'm like, really, God? Hallelujah. You know, like, and we tend to complain, but we don't see. If we can just shift our perspective, and what I had to change my perspective. My Lord, God, you blessed me with this job. You blessed me with finances. You blessed me. Now I can give unto the church. I can give my tithe. I can give my offerings unto the church. You blessed me. You opened this door for me. Just because it's at night, to you it doesn't matter. And for me, I had to change my perspective. Amen. And see the good of what God just did in my life. He opened a door. I saw it as an opposition to my work day, to the things that I have to do during the day or in the evening. I saw it as a struggle. I began to complain, and God had to check me right away. He said, whoa. You just asked me to open a door. You turned me down the first time. Now I opened the door again. Now you're going to complain about it? Are you kidding me? You know? So God had to check me. God had to correct me. And I'm blessed because I have a job. I work in the evening. Amen. But I am blessed. And I've been a light in my department. I've gotten raises. Amen. I've gotten promotions that other people didn't get. Glory. In a year of being at the IRS. I mean, I'm telling you right now, people do not get $8,000 promotions in a year at the IRS. They just don't. Amen. I did. God. This is all God. Amen. You got to understand this. I give glory to God. God made a way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, when we read from scripture, you know, we got samples. We got David. You don't think he witnessed opposition when he was a shepherd boy, right? Looking over his animals, his lamb. Hallelujah. Lions came and other animals came and wanted to destroy his lambs. Amen. And God gave him some sort of boldness. Hallelujah. And he fought against lions and he defeated the lions. But God was just preparing him for what was to come. Because when Goliath came, this great and tall opposition came his way. Guess what? David was bold enough to say, no, I come to you, Goliath, in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to defeat you, and I'm gonna give the birds, I'm gonna give your head to the birds to eat from. Amen. I mean, come on. It God was just propelling David to become the warrior that he became against Goliath, against his opposition. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What about Joseph? The story of Joseph. His own brothers threw him in the pit. Hello. His own family members threw him in the pit. Come on. And then when he gets, and when he's purchased, he goes to Egypt, right, as a slave. And then he, you know, Pharaoh wants him to be next to him in the palace. But then now opposition comes. Then his wife tries to seduce him. And Joseph fights. And now because, you know, they believe her over him, he gets thrown back into jail. I mean, come on. Opposition. And we know from the story of Joseph that he stood. He stood the test of time. He stood throughout all those struggles. He never turned his back on God. He always prayed to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So opposition is real. And Paul, like we said, Paul was persecuted after he became a Christian. Amen? They wanted him dead. They wanted all the disciples went through opposition. We read that through the word, but they stood. They stood the test. Amen. And they, through that test, they blessed so many people. They brought salvation to people. They brought healing to people. Amen. They stood the test. Amen. They saw an opportunity for them to do the greater works that Jesus left for them to do. Do you know that we have greater works for us to do nowadays? Because Jesus didn't have enough time to do all the great works. He was only on earth for 3.5 years. That's why he called the church. He called us to do the rest of the works. Amen? So when opposition comes your way, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, one, you know, I want you to turn, one, you got to put action to work. We're going to go through three of them real quick. We're going to put action to work. What are you going to do when opposition comes? You're going to put action to work. You're going to learn from this opposition, amen, and grow with it, amen. And third, you're going to succeed with power when opposition comes. And we're going to go through these, amen. So in Hebrew, turn to Hebrew 11:6. Hallelujah. I'm just going to turn there. Hebrew 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek the Lord." Amen. Listen, when opposition comes, you got to stand in faith. But let me tell you, faith without works is dead. And that's what James 2:17, if you want to write that scripture down, let me just turn there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you're hearing me out today. I hope you're learning something today. Hallelujah. That when opposition comes, you know, allow that opportunity to bless you, to strengthen you, to give you resilience. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. James 2:17, it says, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Faith without works is dead. If you don't put action behind your faith, you're not going to get anywhere. Amen. That's why the word says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to walk. You got to walk by faith, not by sight. You got to do something. You got to speak out. You got to stand strong. You got to maybe just proclaim and decree and declare the promises that the Lord has given you. And tell them to yourself over and over and over and over again. Because action requires for you to do something. And the answer for this opposition when it comes to you is in the inside of you, because Christ is in the inside of you. All the answers that you need to come against this opposition is in the inside of you. Sometimes the Lord will tell you, be silent and allow me to work through this circumstance. Just trust me. Just Just believe that I'm going to do what I told you I was going to do. Trust me. You know when the word says, be still and know that I am God? That means be still. Be still. Trust in me. Stand in my word. Believe that I'm going to do what I've told you I'm going to accomplish through you. Believe when I tell you that vengeance is mine, not yours. Believe when the word says, do not pay evil for evil, but pay evil with good. Amen. So you gotta put some action behind this. Amen. Hallelujah. And stand. You gotta stand by putting your faith to work. You gotta walk by faith. Don't walk by what you're seeing. Don't walk by what you're witnessing. Don't walk by what you're feeling. Amen. Walk by faith. Put your hope in the Lord. Amen. And know that God has your back. God is going to turn things around for your good. You know what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it around for your good. That's in Genesis 50:20. Amen. That's what Joseph said to his family, to his brothers. You know, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around for my good, because he knew that at that particular time, he's second in command, amen? And he was able to supply food and what his family needed in a time of famine, amen? Hallelujah. See, you don't know what's ahead of you, but God does. So sometimes opposition comes and we just ignore it. But God is saying, no, this is an opportunity for you to stand, an opportunity for you to be tested, an opportunity for you to persevere. Amen. And the second thing is, it's an opportunity for you to learn from this and just grow. Grow how? By getting closer to God, by remaining in faith with him, by standing on his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. By inquiring, God, what is it? How do you want me to handle this? You got to inquire of the Lord. That's what David did so many times. He inquired of the Lord. He cried out to God, God, how can I handle this opposition? Can you reveal to me the strategy or the plans of the enemy so I can come against it, so I can overcome this opposition? Make me stronger in you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? Has anybody been through opposition like this? Has anybody cried out to God and said, God, how? When? Show me. Give me plans, yeah. The strategies. What is the design? What is happening? Amen. Reveal to me the plan of the enemy so I can conquer and win. Isn't that what Nehemiah did? Nehemiah, remember Nehemiah, the cupbearer to the king? Amen. He came to the king's corner. Amen. But he was saddened because he found out that the walls and the gates of the city in Jerusalem were down. Yeah. They were destroyed. They were rubble on the ground. So he was saddened. Amen. And when he tried to do something good for the city and try to go back to the city of Jerusalem to bring people with him and so they can rebuild the wall, opposition came against him. Amen. And I mean, great opposition came against him. I mean, he had the favor from the king. It says, yeah, go ahead and go take all the time that you need to build the walls of Jerusalem, of the city, to build the gates of the city, to protect, because remember, walls and gates, they protect people. They protect your land. They protect your territory. Amen. So he was deeply saddened. Amen. And when he went to the city and he got this help from the people, now the enemy, opposition came in to instill fear into the people, to instill fear into Nehemiah. Amen. And but Nehemiah had prayed to the Lord, and Lord, show me what we can do, how we can strategize so we can make these walls sturdy. Amen. Because they were mocking him. They were mocking the people. I said, look at these walls. These walls have holes. They're not going to withstand even an animal when it comes against it. I mean, they were making fun of what they were doing. But he inquired of the Lord. He stood on his promises. And he says, you know, this is the plan of the enemy. Why don't you do this? And God gave him a strategy. God gave him a plan. He revealed to Nehemiah what he needed to do. And while the workers were working, they had one hand with a weapon and the other hand, they were working. And he put guards into place and he kept an eye on the enemy. And the enemy couldn't do much about it. Amen. So they couldn't do much about it. So what did they do? They turn around, amen, and now they sent a prophet. They bought off a prophet to go to Nehemiah and say, hey, you know, if you stop what you're doing, we're going to make you, you know, greater than this or whatever. You know, they came in with lies, amen, just to deceive Nehemiah. Nehemiah perceived, hey, this is not a prophet from God. He must have been purchased by the governors that were not Jews, you know, of the land. And sure enough, amen. And Nehemiah said, no, I don't need to meet with them. And he kept working and working and working. But that wasn't good enough. Opposition came right back. Because, you know, the enemy, he continues. Amen. Because he wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal from you. Amen. So now, amen. Hallelujah. And we've seen this. I've seen this in my life all too many times. Amen. But now the enemy, they come back. The same governors come back. These Arabs come back to Nehemiah. And now they're spreading rumors. Now they start spreading rumors. Oh, Nehemiah's just building these walls because he wants to be king, because he wants to take over, and this and this and that. They start spreading rumors and lies, and that's what happened. When the enemy gets angry, when the enemy can't get his way, they're going to start spreading rumors and lies. Amen? Hallelujah. Who am I talking to here? Amen? That's what the enemy does. Because he's mad, because he can't get his way. And Nehemiah, he just kept working. You know what? Talk to the hand. No, I rebuke everything you're saying. They're just lies. And he went back to the people that had given him that order, said, no, they're just lies. Lies from the enemy. Don't believe it. We're working for the good of the city. We're working for the good of the people. Amen. And these walls were down for 13 years. Amen. And in 52 days, those walls were rebuilt. The gates were placed in 52 days. So even though opposition came against Nehemiah, the Lord was with him. He inquired of the Lord. He stood the test of time and he won. Amen. He was victorious. The people were victorious because they built this wall and now they were truly protected. Amen. And the enemy had to turn around and go because he couldn't touch him. Why? Because he was guarded and shielded by God. Why? Because Nehemiah inquired of the Lord. Nehemiah stood the test and Nehemiah, hallelujah, did what was required of him to do by God. He obeyed the voice of God and he was victorious in this. Amen. Amen. This shows you opposition will come, but you gotta stand. You gotta stand. Hallelujah. You gotta stand in God because God is standing with you. Hallelujah. You gotta remember one thing, that if Satan hates God, Satan hates you. Amen. He doesn't want God to fulfill the destiny that he has for you. If God has made a promise for you, Satan will do whatever it takes. He will use people. He will use circumstances to come against you. Amen. But you got to stand. And when you stand in faith and stand comforted that you know that God has this. He's got this and he's got you. Amen. Because God is faithful, church. God is faithful. Doesn't matter. The enemy, what does he do? He tries to instill fear in us. Fear. The enemy tries to instill fear in our minds. When we're going through something, whether it's physical or not, that's what the enemy does. He tries to instill fear in your mind. But fear is not from God. It's from the enemy. You know, we have a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. You got to bind the spirit of fear out of your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I mean, you know, what does the enemy do? He loves to distract you. That's another thing. Distraction can be an opposition. He loves to distract you. Amen. But you got to stand. I'm telling you, church, you got to stand. You got to stand on God's word. You got to be in tune with God. Hallelujah. Because the enemy loves to distract you. And as long as, you know what? Satan doesn't need to destroy you if he's already distracted you. Because while he's distracting you, you're already going down. Amen. Because when the enemy distracts you, you're not really in tune with God. You're not really walking with God. Amen. And a lot of us get distracted by many things. A lot of us, especially social media, is a very big distraction for us. Amen.
Right.
And instead of being in with God or sitting at the feet of the Lord, and I know because I'm one of them. Amen. I've done that. Amen. I've done that. Amen. That's why I'm not on Facebook as often as other people are. I'm like, I talk to people that, oh yeah, I know that. Oh yeah, I know. And I'm like, okay, I guess through Facebook, you know that, you know, I'm not on Facebook all the time. So I'm like, okay, that's a distraction. And God is saying, instead of you spending time on Facebook, why don't you spend some time with me? I got something to share with you. Amen. We've all been through that. Amen. God, all of us, nobody's exempt from this. If it's not Facebook, it's your family. It's your children. It's your grandchildren. It could be anything. It could be work. It could be ministry. Some of us work 2 or 3 jobs. Amen. Distraction. Things that keep you away from the Lord. Anything that keeps you away from the Lord is a distraction. Remember in Ecclesiastes, you know, there's a time for everything under the heavens. Amen. There's a time and place for everything. Sure, there's a time to have fun. There's a time for vacation. There's a time to watch a movie. There's a time to be on Facebook. But there's also a time to be with God. And that has to take priority. This is why it's so important for us to know our identity in Christ. Who are you in God? Who do you belong to? Amen. When you know who you are in Christ, you're not going to be moved. The enemy will not be able to shake you. You got to say, no, I'm a son and a daughter of God. No, God is for me. He's not against me. You're against me, devil. So, you know, you have to get out of my life. You got to get out of my mind. I rebuke you and I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. And he's got to go. Church, that's how simple it is. You rebuke the enemy, he's got to go. That's it. Because you've been submitted to God, he's got to go. He's got to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you got to know, you know, when opposition comes, that you're going to succeed. And you're going to succeed with power. Because the power of the Holy Amen. Spirit is in the inside of you. You have to know without a shadow of doubt, amen, that it is in his power, amen. But let me, I don't want to skip over scriptures. I'm just talking, but I want you to turn to Romans 1 through 4 right now, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that... the word is enlightening your mind today. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verses 1 through 4. It says, before I get to the third point, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Amen. So you see, you know, that, like I said, the second point is learn from this and grow. Well, you know what? You know, you got to withstand, amen? But in that standing, in standing in the faith of God, That trial, that opposition is going to produce in you perseverance. You're going to be resilient because you say, you know what? You cannot touch me, devil. And you're going to persist and you're going to persevere in the things that God has told you to do. And your character is going to be like God's. Amen. There's going to be a character, a boldness that's created in you that is more fortified in you now. Because you know that God is standing with you. You know that you're walking by faith. You know that the Lord is for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's the hope. The hope that we have is that God is for us. That God will turn things around for you good. That we are going to see the light at the end of this tunnel. God is going to do it with you. But you got to put action into work. You got to know that God, through all this, you're growing. There's maturity taking place in you because God is for you. He's never against you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is working things out. God is doing it. But you have to move. You got to be still. You got to present your petitions to God and know that God is God. Know who you are in Him. Amen. And God is going to do it for you. Amen. But He's going to do it through you. Amen. In you. Amen. Because God is in the inside of you. He's giving you the tools. He's giving you the equipment to succeed in every area that you come against. Amen. When opposition comes, you have to know without a shadow of doubt that you're already equipped with the Holy Spirit. He's the revealer of all truth. He's going to guide you. He's going to give you discernment. He's going to give you the tools that you need to overcome that trial. Because remember, we are more than overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Let's turn there to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to go to, you know what? Let's start in verse 5. Amen. We're almost done. Amen. Verse 5, 2 Corinthians 12. I'm going to start in verse 5. And this is Paul speaking, of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure concerning this thing. I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, Paul here, you know, he's talking to God and he's talking to him about all these opposition, the struggles that he's going through. Amen. And what does the Lord say? Listen, my grace is sufficient for you. Hello, my strength has been made perfect in your weakness. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the strength of the Lord within the inside of us. The word says when we are weak, that's when God makes himself strong in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stand. We got to stand. You got to stand in the word because the I am is in the inside of you. The I am, hallelujah, is guiding you. The I am that is in the inside of you is leading the way. The I am that is in the inside of you is giving you and revealing to you the plans and the strategies and guiding you. Hallelujah. The I am is greater than the enemy that is tempting you to do things otherwise. Amen. The great I am. The great I am lives in the inside of you. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the revealer. You got the light living in the inside of you. You got power. You got might. Hallelujah. You got the victory. You're a winner. You're not defeated. You're a winner. In Christ, you win. In Christ, you overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God is using it for your good. Hallelujah. Those who are called by God's name, hallelujah, they will overcome. They will conquer. Amen. Because God is for you. Amen. God is never against you, church. It is in your weakness that God himself allow God to strengthen you. Get into the presence of God and be strengthened by him. Be strengthened by his word. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. God will give you the joy, and God will change that perspective that you have from sadness to joy, from defeat to conquering. Amen. It's about changing your perception on how you're seeing this opposition come into play. The enemy will fool you. The enemy will try to lie to you, to deceive you, to think you're never going to get out of this opposition. I'm going to eat you all up. Because this is what the enemy said. He wants to kill you. He wants to eat you all up. He wants to eat up your mind. He wants to put and place more and more lies into you. He's talking against God. He's talking against his purposes. The enemy, that's what he does. He tries to deceive you so you don't accomplish the will of God in your life, so you don't accomplish the calling that God has for you on your life, so you don't accomplish those promises that God has made for you in your life. The enemy tries to instill fear, deceive you. He lies to you. Don't be fooled. Amen. Be a fool for God, but not a fool for the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God calls the foolish things. Amen. To confound the wise.
Yes.
But never allow yourself to be a fool in the enemy's eyes, because you got wisdom. You got the knowledge of God. You got the revelation of God, because you got the great I am living in the inside of you, church.
Amen.
With God, you can win. And you already have. Because he's already defeated the enemy. Do you know that the enemy is under your feet? Do you know that Jesus already conquered? He conquered the grave. And if he conquered the grave, we can conquer opposition. Yes. By standing.
Amen.
And by standing strong in God. Turn to Psalm chapter 3. The book of Psalm chapter 3. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to verse 1 through 4. Psalm 3, 1 through 4. And it says, this is David speaking, right? Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. He's talking about opposition, right? His enemies. Many are they who rise up against me. Meaning the numbers of the attackers of opposition is pretty high. Amen. Many are they who say of me, there's no hope for him in God. Many have told probably you, you know what, you know, you're going through all this, you're serving God. He ain't going to help you. There's no way God can help you through this. You know, whatever you're going through, the opposition, the struggle, you know what? There ain't no solution for it. Amen. Lies, and more lies from the enemy. But look at what David says in 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Amen. You see what I'm saying? You got to know who God is in your life. God is your shield. He is your buckler. He is your refuge. He rescues you. When we cry out to God, we're not crying because of fear. We're not crying because, you know, because we know there's no solution. No, we cry because, God, I know that you can help me. I know that I can see the light. I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that you're with me, Lord. I know, Lord God, but Lord God, whatever it is, Lord God, encourage me, because when we get before the Lord, what the Lord does best, he encourages you. He lifts you up. Amen. He's the one that lifts up your head up high. You see, when I'm weak, I said to the Lord, you are the strength of my life. And I can get up from my bed and I can get up with my head held high because I know whose I am. I am a daughter of the Most High God. I am his daughter. God loves me. God is for me. He's never been against me. Amen. And I know that the enemy lies. He lies. He's the accuser of all brethren. He's the father of all lies. Amen. So what is coming into my head that is not aligned with the word of God, I need to command it to go in the name of Jesus, because that's not me. That's not going to be my outcome. Amen. Because God has a greater outcome for me that is for his good. It is for my good. It is to bring glory to his name. It's to reveal God to other people. It's for me to be an empowered witness to others in this world so that they can come to Christ. Amen. It is by my witness, by my testimony, that others will come. My mess became my message. Amen. My struggle became my victory. My opposition became my win. Amen. It became the opportunity for you to win and win well in God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to finish with this. And I'm sorry I kept you this long. Hallelujah. But let's turn to the book of James, chapter 12. Let's go back to chapter 12. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I certainly don't like rushing through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to get everything in that the Lord wanted me to get in today. So James 1, verses 2 to 4. Look at what it says. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You can put in opposition. You can put in struggles. We're talking about opposition today. When you fall into various opposition, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen? Lacking nothing. So what he's saying is, listen, don't focus on the problem. Don't focus on the opposition. Don't focus on the struggle. Amen? Take this opportunity and take action. Learn from it and know that you will succeed with power because the Lord is with you. Amen. The Lord is going to use you. Hallelujah. To glorify, for his name to be glorified. The Lord is going to use you, hallelujah, to bring light into other dominions. The Lord is going to use you, hallelujah, and perfecting you that which is concerning you. God is perfecting himself in you and through you, hallelujah. And in all this, in all this struggle, in all this opposition that has come your way, you will lack nothing. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, God himself, is with you. Church, you have nothing. You lack nothing in God. God is all for you. God has already given you everything you need. He supplied you with everything, with the light, with the guidance, with the path, with word. You got to just pick up the sword of the Spirit of God. Amen. Use the word to come against things, to rebuke, to command. Whatever is necessary, you have it. You lack nothing in Christ, church. With you, you have it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. God gave his life for you so that you can live today in him and live in abundance in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God is, church, God is gracious. God is gracious. Amen. And he just wants the best for you. When opposition comes, remember, your life is not over. It's just beginning. Amen. It's just beginning. It's for God to do something new through you. Amen. Just stand. Church, just stand. Because you are destined to win. In Christ, you win. You're destined to win. Allow God to shape you and mold you in His ways. And see and see and see how God will turn everything for your good. You will see and you will walk in the goodness of God all the days of your life when you stand and stand strong in Him. Amen?
Amen.
So welcome our position.
Amen.
Let it be an opportunity for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray.